This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It's Thursday, March 19th.
It is 4:19 p.m.
I personally am 8 days into social distancing. What about you?
I think I'm about eight days in as well. I'm kind of 3 days into a 2 week lockdown quarantine. I'm not sick. None of my family's sick, but we're just kind of doing the 2 weeks so we can see how we're feeling in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we are recording remotely. I am at my house. Mefrey Mames is at his house. This is very strange.
How have you been passing the time? Can you give some highlights?
Oh, some highlights, some lowlights. Highlights, honestly, like walking Red has been great.
Yeah.
Like, outside still exists. and I'm here with, social distancing with my boyfriend Daniel Rashid, my sister Vanessa, my four-year-old nephew Ocean, and my mother. It's a squad. We've been cooking a lot. Those have been some highlights. And drawing. My nephew and I have been drawing a lot. A lot of abstract interpretations of Winnie the Pooh happening. Oh, timestamp also, Vanessa Hudgens, that little viral
That's the real virus.
That's the real virus. What about you? How have you been spending the time? You built a cabinet.
I just moved to a new place. And so I've been like slowly improving a few of the things because it's an older apartment. And so there was no kitchen storage. So I put a wall cabinet up yesterday and then put a range hood underneath that. Because there was no range hood, and every time I would cook, it just got really smoky. And then today,
I
built
burning things, right?
Well, also, yeah, I don't know how to cook, so basically, yeah. What I would do, from frozen, and then thaw it and burn it.
But you've sent a photo of the cabinet, and it looks lovely.
It's luckily the existing cabinets that they did have were really cheap, and I found the exact one with one quick Home Depot search. So. Yeah. And it was really easy. It just took a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. And you're alone.
Well, yeah. But not only physically, just kind of emotionally, I'll reach out to friends and they won't respond or they'll say, "Hey, I'm busy." And then I'll see an Instagram story and they're obviously not busy.
Obviously, because everyone's at home.
Right. Like, what could they possibly be doing? They obviously have time for me.
It's like they're actively avoiding you because it's like we all have nothing to do but talk to each other. And so if someone's not reaching out to you, it's like, ooh.
Agreed.
Have people been checking in on you? It's like, it's the thing. You know, I've been reaching out to friends and being like, "Hey, how are you doing? How are you holding up? Like, let's catch up." Has anyone been doing that
I must
to
have
you?
Missed the text where you checked in with me.
What are we reviewing today? What are we even talking about?
We're talking about leather jackets.
We're talking about leather jackets.
This is the new norm for a while. This sucks.
This sucks. We should find a way to FaceTime while we do this or like have
But also like once this, I don't know, I was just talking to my sister today, like once the 2 weeks is up or maybe 4 weeks, like, you know, we'll see how things go in the news. But I feel like it'd be fine in a few weeks to start, like, if we're both healthy, like, you know, just I go over your place or you come over my place. I feel like that would be fine if everything's sanitary.
We'll see. I might let other people over at my place, but that's not a health thing.
It's a personal issue.
But what are your experiences with leather jackets, if any?
I have none. Never owned a leather jacket. No, I've never owned a leather jacket, obviously.
Not obvious.
You own a leather jacket. Why don't you talk about it?
I love my leather jacket. I love, like, I will put it on over a t-shirt and jeans and heels. And it'll be like a cool mix of, it's like, I've got a blouse on or I've got a shirt and I'm put together. But also, I have a little bit of an edge, you know, just a little bit, just enough to be like, hey, she's edgy, but, you know, she's still classy. Does that make sense?
Don't say, does that make sense? All right? That's so condescending. You barely said anything.
I'm not a biker, but I could be.
Right. You know? I'm a triker. So basically what I do is I'm embarrassed. So I wear a hoodie.
I love a leather jacket. I feel like leather jackets I could be totally wrong. I don't know. In my own experience, I feel like leather jackets for women are much more of like a fashion thing. And I feel like for guys, it's – unless you're like a rocker or like a – you know, or a biker, I rarely see leather jackets on dudes.
I was literally about to say this exact same thing. I think for women, it's way easier for you guys to wear a leather jacket. If I wear a leather jacket, I have to ride a motorcycle.
You have to.
Otherwise, I'm a poser. But you're not somehow.
But it's
so
weird because it's like – like greasers used to all have the leather jackets. No one really wouldn't see like Danny Zuko on a motorcycle. Maybe you would. I don't think you. I think he'd be too scared. I think he'd be like, oh, it's Sandy, like- and he'd fall off. Like
he'd be on his motorcycle. Sorry. So you're saying he's on his motorcycle, and then he just yells out his girlfriend's name and then falls?
I think I imagine Olivia Newton-John is like watching. She goes, oh, Danny, please be careful. And he like tries to get on. But bikes are heavy. Like motorcycles are heavy. And he like kind of starts going. He gets going. And then he like kind of builds up a little bit of confidence. And he's like, yeah, I got it. And then he kind of realizes that he doesn't have it. And so then he goes, Sandy. And then he falls
off. It's his natural reaction. It's like him saying, ow or oh.
Burns his head on a pot. Sandy.
He falls down a flight of stairs. Oh, Sandy. One of those sequences in like a cartoon where somebody just keeps hurting themselves. Yeah. All those things.
Sandy.
Burns his head on the pot, then falls down the stairs, then gets run over by a truck.
Sandy.
Oh, Sandy. He falls off.
Sandy.
Why don't do your Danny Zuko, but he's giving a eulogy at a funeral. And he's
Duty was one of my boys in the I can't you know, we would drink milkshakes in the Sandy. sorry, I just you know, when I think about Duty, I think of, you know, when we had the whole gang together, you know. Man, Sandy and he and Sandy haven't talked in years. They broke up months after the film ended.
He's giving his vows to his future wife, who's not Sandy.
Rebecca, I'm going to love you till the day you die, you know. Oh, man. Oh, Sandy, I love you so much, Sandy. Why, I hated when he did that. Oh, God. Sorry, I just, like... That really pisses me off.
Holy shit.
Sorry. It's just like when he sings Sandy in the film. Do you know the part I'm talking about?
I barely remember Grease.
It's just the part in this. It's like in the song, it's like, Sandy, baby, I'm in Missouri. Did it. Like he's in the drive-thru or the drive-in.
Sure.
And then he's like, the chorus is like, why you left me, oh, Sandy. But then the way he does it, it always, it's one of those things that just gets me. So he's like, why. And it like makes me feel gross to even do it.
Yeah, I completely get what you're saying. It's an inexplicable.
It like makes me feel embarrassed to do.
For him. No, and like for
I'm alone in a room and I'm like embarrassed to have just done that.
I'm sad to have seen this for me.
Do you want to read a review?
I shall. Okay. So this is my first review is for a, and we should save these photos because a lot of these, at least mine, are bad to see, and we can put them on the Instagram.
Perfect.
This one is for it's on Amazon. It's a BGSD men's brown leather blazer.
Perfect.
Made out of lambskin.
We love to see it.
Right? Mm-hmm. We love to skin
we
it.
Love to skin
this
it.
Is from Joel Day.
Okay.
December 6th, 2016. Size XXL.
Okay.
I needed something a bit dressy, but not so much as to make me feel out of place. Mm-hmm. This blazer is perfect. And oh, what a buy. It's much less expensive than most lambskin jackets out there, fully lined with protective passport pocket too. I'm really glad I bought this.
Oh, what a buy. In a club, I'm feeling out of place. I have a jacket and it's made of lamb. What a buy. I have a passport.
I am gonna fly to Guam. I like to see, yeah, maybe this is it's an 80s one hit wonder like hair band. Oh, what a buy.
Yeah.
Leather blazer that I wore to church. I traveled back to Vietnam, not for the war, for pleasure buy.
Sorry, I don't know if I heard correctly. Did you say that they bought it to not feel out of place or that they feel out of place wearing it?
So let me describe the jacket. So the jacket is, it's literally like a sport coat, like what should be a suit, but made out of leather.
Oh, no.
Right? Oh. And so this is Joel, like, needing to buy a blazer for a fancy event, but doesn't feel fancy. His whole MO is leather. And he's used to wearing leather. So instead of getting a nice normal blazer, he gets a leather blazer.
To not feel out of place. Oh my God.
Passport pocket. Like, he's just such a, this is like a Tim Robinson's character.
Okay. Ian, you know, it's my boss's big kind of office dinner tonight. And he invited us to drinks with him and his wife. Before the dinner, which is really big.
Definitely. I'll be there.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. It is more of a fancy thing. So
you're not telling me what I think you're telling me, are you?
Well, I'm telling you that you're gonna need to wear a blazer because this is really important. If this dinner goes well, I could be promoted.
What about a bomber? Huh? A little aviation leather action? I got my lambskin.
No, honey, you can't wear your lambskin bomber to Nobu. To the fanciest.
Yeah, but it's like I'm a pilot.
I know, but you're an accountant.
Barely.
What are you talking about?
Honestly, on the fritz.
I might get fired.
I didn't quit, but I haven't been. I mean, look, I'll be honest with you. I've been spending all my time where I'm supposed to be balancing accounts. I've truly just been researching World War II airplanes, tankers. That kind of thing, because that's what brings me joy, not numbers.
No, honey, I'm so happy that you have a hobby, but we kind of need both of us to keep jobs right now. And if I get this promotion, and if you dress really nice, and we show that it's like we really mean business,
and I won't need to work.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we absolutely both need to work, and you can still absolutely. I'm not saying you shouldn't love World War II planes. But I am saying that it would mean a lot to me. It would show me, like, you know, that we are a partnership, you and I, if you made an effort for this dinner.
All right. I'll get a blazer.
Cut
to dinner. I'm sitting there so smug. You're furious. You're Lydia's boss?
That's right.
Well, I'm her husband, as you can tell. How much do you know about land?
Don't start about
because I got a jacket for you. I'm sitting here, I'm eating a lamb shank in my lamb skin, and you could be doing the same. In fact, try this jacket on. He gets up really abruptly and clumsily and shoves the jacket on.
No, it's okay. I'm all right. I have my Hugo Boss.
Once you get your arms into these sleeves.
You're tearing the jacket off the boss.
I rip his really nice Italian one. You won't need this once you put this on. Here, try this on for size.
Yeah. Oh, you are absolutely... Can I... Is this crazy? I would love to just kind of wear, I don't know. I mean, you did rip my jacket. If I could wear it the rest of the night, I'm the one who's not sitting under the heater.
It would be my leather to wear that.
Oh, I should give you back your passport. Honey, you brought your passport?
No, keep it. Keep it. Yeah, I brought it. It has a protected passport pocket. What kind of idiot doesn't put his passport in his jacket?
Do you mean just an inner coat pocket?
Well, it's a protected passport pocket. It's in the jacket, sure.
It's in it, right.
Right, but so is the passport, so.
Oh,
barkeep. another sarsaparilla.
Sandy.
Turns his tongue on the steak. Oh, Sandy. Good for Joel J. What do you think the J stands for?
Jeans.
Joel Jeans, and he only wears leather?
Yeah, he's allergic to denim.
His name is Joel Jeans, and he can't have denim. Yeah, I gotta take my Jean Aid. It's like a lactate, but it allows me to be near Selvig.
You also just don't have to, you know, if you need me to wear like leggings when I come hang out, like I don't have to wear my overalls.
You're right. Well, jeggings is a nice compromise.
So you want me to have...
It'll just look like jeans, but I won't have any kind of physical reaction. Also, I've never, ever been very close to a woman.
Joel Jeans. We need to keep record of all the people we've named.
Yeah, if anybody out there has time, and pretty much everybody... figuring out something to do with this time when we're all home. If you guys could make either a review name bank or a review name generator.
Oh, that would be sick. A review name generator would be very fun.
I feel like most of the things we do are just puns on fabric.
Yeah. Except one, you said someone's last name was Vagina one time, so that's not necessarily a fabric.
Kind of a fabric. I mean, especially when you're talking about the high.
Hey, it's a fabric of life, right? Come on.
That's a joke.
No, I'm serious. We all come out of it. We all come out of it. It's a fabric. It weaves us together.
We have to take a break.
Well, not now.
Well, no, I just mean on the whole podcast.
I haven't seen you in a week.
I know, and it's what a respite it's been.
Oh, what? Because you don't want me to talk about how we all were born?
You talk about it all, so often. We don't need to always talk about coming out of a vagina. We went to a nice dinner, and as soon as I was about to take a bite out of the bone marrow, you brought up the amniotic sac.
Listen, in this crazy time, it's nice to be like, hey, we're all connected,
well,
right?
This is the specific time where we're not supposed to be connected. We're supposed to isolate.
But it's in the isolation. We can all kind of rest assured that we all came out of the amniotic sac.
Sure. I guess I recognize that I...
Have you seen the viral video of all of these celebrities taking turns singing Imagine?
Yeah, it's so stilted.
The one that really... if you haven't seen it yet, please just look it up. The one that broke me was James Marsden.
Some of them were trying way too hard, and James Marsden was one of them.
Yeah. It really, I was cackling. It really shook me.
Living for today.
Yeah. I'm going to read a review.
Go for it.
You may say I'm a dreamer.
One of my favorite movies, sorry to interrupt, is Dinner for Schmuck.
Uh-huh.
And one of the best lines in that is, in the words of John Lennon, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not.
But I'm not.
The only one. What's that? That's the lyric. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Okay, Tim.
But I'm not. This one, the jacket is called the Viking Cycle Angel Fire Classic Cowhide Leather Motorcycle Biker Jacket for Men.
Choose one. So, choose one name. You can't have all the elements and different modes of transportation.
Viking Cycle, Angel, Fire Classic, Cowhide Leather, Motorcycle Biker Jacket for Men.
That sounds like you made it up on the spot. Like you
record.
Work at a desk and you had to pitch an article of clothing on the day, and you missed, like you got drunk the night before.
And okay, you had okay, to come okay. up with it. This skirt is called the Mini Maxi Flowy Flirty Corner Girl Nylon Pretty Skirt for Ladies.
We love it.
Can you say it again?
The Mini Maxi?
The Mini Maxi Flowy Flirty Corner Girl Nylon Skirt for Ladies.
The Mini Maxi Pad, heavy flowing. Nylon linen all day, every day. Pink for ladies.
Cotton skirt.
All right, what's your review?
Okay, one more time. This is for Viking Cycle, Angel Fire, Classic Cowhide Leather, Motorcycle Biker Jacket for Men.
Wait, say it again like you're one of those auctioneers.
Okay, we got one for $6.99 on Amazon Prime. We got Viking Cycle, Angel Fire, Classic Cowhide Leather, Motorcycle Biker Jacket for Men. Going once, going twice.
That was impressive.
Thank you. I was very scared. Okay, this is from Win, no last name. 4 stars. November 6, 2014, the subject is good jacket. Mine's different from picture though. First off, I'd like to say that this is a nice jacket. I'm not complaining about it, just giving my experience. The jacket looks just like the one in the picture, although the second picture of it from a side view seems to be a mirror image as everything is backwards. My main issue is that my jacket seems to have a different texture than the one shown. The one we see in the picture looks very smooth, almost glossy leather. The jacket I received is a dark leather with a pretty obvious grain/skin type imprint on it. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's not what I was expecting. And maybe mine just isn't broken in enough. It's the first one I've had. The second thing I'd like to point out is that it does take some guts to wear one of these. As cool as it is, I've gotten some looks when I wore it around. So if you're planning on wearing this and you're not a biker, I bought it because I'm a metal guy. Be prepared for the possibility of negative feedback. It does have somewhat of a criminal connotation. Overall, though, the jacket is good and I like it a lot. If you have the money and the guts to wear it, it's worth it.
Excuse me, how much is this biker jacket?
This biker jacket is $69.99 on Amazon Prime.
And then in terms of gall.
Excuse me?
Well, just like huevos, balls, gall, all of the above, how much would I have to have?
I don't think I understand the question.
Well, everybody has two, but I'm talking about the size, like, and the weight of them. How, I'm trying to say this diplomatically, how big do my eggs have to be?
Oh my God, sir. Okay, you're wondering if you are brave enough to wear this jacket in public.
That's what I'm asking you, yeah.
I mean, what do you do?
You want
to
know what I do?
I do. I would like to know. I mean, it's none of my business. I would just love for you to buy the jacket so I get commission, but what do you do?
Well, I mean, I would hope that you're not only wanting me to buy the jacket for your own gain, but also just so that I'm happy in it.
I would love for you to be happy. I mean, the jacket looks great on you.
I work in sanitation.
Okay.
I'm a garbage man. And I'm a garbage man.
I mean, I got to admit, I don't think I've ever seen a garbage man on duty in a leather jacket.
Right. I mean, Mike Tyson was the first person to have a face tattoo and it worked out. So I'm just trying to think about how I can innovate and how I can, you know, stand out. Because honestly, I go to work and there's like 80 of me, right? There's like everybody throughout the city. There's so many garbage men and we are disposable, much like the things that we collect, garbage being that. I can't afford this jacket.
I could give it to you for a discount.
It doesn't matter what discount. You could give it to me for 50% off and it wouldn't even be within sneezing distance.
Are you just talking about in terms of the gall?
In terms of cash, I've been saving up for this jacket. But yeah, I don't think I have the eggs. I don't think I have the Ryan gall to pull it off.
Here, let me put your gall to a test. Is there anyone you've been crushing on lately? I hope that's not too personal.
I have several crushes. Do you want to hear them in order?
I would like to hear your main one, but if you want to list them in order, sure.
Okay, number one is Leslie.
Do you have Leslie's number?
I do.
If you can call Leslie and ask her on a date right now, out of the blue, then you have the balls to wear this biker jacket.
All right, here we go. Calling her?
Oh, hello?
Hey. Oh, sorry, you go.
No. Hey, what's up?
Do you want to go on a date with me? Maybe, like, I don't know, that there's this kind of tiki bar in the valley.
I'm buying coffee right now before work. Sorry. Can you give me 1 second? Hi. Yeah. I would like just a drip coffee, please. Sorry. I don't know if I heard you. Did you say it was you want to take me out?
Yeah. Well, not in like a mob way.
It's for Leslie. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Are you listening?
Sorry. You want to take me out on a date?
Yeah, like maybe the tiki bar is too far. Maybe we could do somewhere closer to home. Like you could just come over.
You know what?
Are you attracted to me? Sorry, are you attracted?
Sorry, I gotta go. Whoa.
Yes or no?
How'd it go?
I can't buy this jacket.
No, you know what? I think I've actually heard of the tiki bar that you were mentioning, and. If you're not doing anything later, would you like to get one drink at a tiki bar 45 minutes away with me?
Hang on.
Wait, what? We're the only two people in this Nordstrom Rack.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter, the sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it, but I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it, and that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 2 dozen subscriptions.
Oh my God, Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert, so I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm like, I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
There's something about leather jackets. It's such a statement piece. It's like you really have to be confident, and I feel like most people, when they're wearing a leather jacket, are so aware that they're wearing a leather jacket.
Well, I think there are different kinds too. It's like the one in this photo, it's so bulky. It's like, this is like a motorcycle biker jacket. There's some leather jackets that are like more thin and kind of more tailored that I feel like are less of a statement, and this one is like, I'm going to ride a bike. And I feel like if you get the one that's like, I'm going to ride a bike, then everyone knows, like, you're wearing loafers.
We should do a Jeff the Dumbass where he just walks in a leather jacket. Also, I guess we should address the fact that we haven't done a video in 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, it's been in January. Well, first of all, we were trying to get the podcast up and running. And then our DP was on a TV shoot for like 40 days. So we just didn't have any production support. And then coronavirus hit. And
you were literally planning on doing a video today or tomorrow.
Last Saturday. I was going to be tomorrow. We were going to shoot like 3 or 4. So whenever we can, we're going to get those up and running again. But we also, HeadGum has a few tricks up its sleeve in terms of coronavirus content. So
yeah.
There will be no shortage of dumbassery from everybody at HeadGum in the next few weeks.
I may even wear a leather jacket.
Did you see the thing that I pitched in the Slack today?
No, I didn't.
So I, like I said, I've been trying to slowly make some DIY home improvements on this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things that I want to do is replace the sink, because the kitchen sink is like really shitty and old, and also the faucet is leaking. So I bought a new sink and a new faucet, and I want to install them. And it's a drop-in sink, so it's not that crazy. Mm-hmm. But everybody I've told that I want to do it is like, you're not going to be able to fucking do that. So I thought it'd be fun to live stream it, and then you and Amir kind of egg me on and roast me as I'm trying to.
Oh, I think that's very fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very down for that.
Or maybe I'll just live stream it on my own and just have people like come and, you know, co-host it with me or
that's
whatever,
great.
Drop in. And yeah. Anyway.
Oh,
stuff like
that. Another thing I love about this review is that he's saying that it's like the jacket seems to have a different texture than the one shown. I feel like that's something that it's like, you can't really tell if you don't feel.
It's such a risky buy to have never tried it on.
Online buys are tough.
For anything, let alone leather.
This past Halloween, I was Fleabag and Daniel was Hot Priest. I'm like, oh, I need a black V-neck jumpsuit, which I, of course, didn't have. And so I looked online for one. So I got one and the measurement said it would be fine. And it came and it was so big. I was swimming in it. And so catch me on Halloween, like fully Project Runway, like putting the thing inside out, fully tailoring it all with safety pins. So I probably on Halloween night had about 50 safety pins on me.
What did you do on Halloween?
I went to Elizabeth Valenti and Alyssa Yaffe's house, and you were there.
Oh, yeah.
No?
Wait. No, I wasn't.
No, you weren't there.
Should I do my next review?
I guess, since we're here, right?
Sure. This is a review for Reed Men's New Zealand leather jacket. And the photo is just terrible. It's this guy in very thick, bright blue denim. And then his thumbs tucked into his jeans. And then this very puffy jacket.
Great.
And this is from 3 stars from James R. What do you think R stands for?
Oh, James R. It stands for Rolex.
James Rolex, which is definitely an alias. 3 stars, probably a fine jacket, but not what I wanted. I bought this to replace my ancient lambskin jacket that weighs 6 pounds and keeps me warm all winter long. I knew this one wasn't what I wanted before I even opened the box.
Oh my God.
It felt like it weighed less than a pound. It looked nice, but I didn't even try it on. If you're looking for a lightweight Jake / windbreaker, this one looks nice. Sent it back, was promptly refunded. No complaints.
It's like, hey man, oh my God, I can't believe like Leanne's about to pop any day. Are you so excited to meet your son?
No, I don't need to. I already know he's a fucking nerd.
Wait, come on. What are you talking about, dude? It's your firstborn. You can't send him back.
Yeah, well, give him up for adoption.
What are you talking about? You've been wanting a kid for forever and you're going to be a dad in like 2 weeks.
There's two options, right? Two scenarios. One is that we have the kid, we raise him, we give him a fine life, and then eventually I resent him because he's not who I wanted him to be. Or I give him up for adoption, we try again, and, you know, eventually I get the son I want.
Oh my God.
Right? Great plan.
No, awful plan. Who do you want your son to be?
I want him to be, I don't know, like an entrepreneur.
And you can tell what he's going to be. Just by what? Feeling your wife's belly?
Not even. I don't even have to open the box. I didn't have to open her box.
You can't say that,
dude. I can tell that he's just a middle management cog in the machine. And that's not what I need. I need someone who's going to change the game.
He's an infant, right? He's an infant. Sorry, I don't mean to be yelling in this Ruth's Chris, but he's literally an infant.
Yeah, another round of poppers, jalapeno poppers. No. I don't need to raise a son just because I had him.
That's absolutely why I need to raise him. You were the one who begged her to have a kid. She's like, I don't know. I kind of want to wait a couple more years. And you were the one who was like, please, let's start our family now. There's never going to be a perfect time. We'll make the perfect time.
Well, you want to know why? It's because I knew it would take a few tries, right? Start the process early before both of our eggs dry up.
What are you talking about?
It takes a few tries to get the thing that the one you want. All right. It's like putting in your 10,000 hours.
I thought you meant it takes a few tries to take and get pregnant. Not takes a few tries for you to get the vibe from your infant.
Exactly. Also, The world could use a few more kids. So excuse me if I'm churning them out like butter.
The world could use more kid vibes. Them.
When a dog has a litter, they don't raise the pup. The pups get sent to the mill.
Don't call your kids your wife's litter.
Every dog deserves a good life, and every kid deserves a good life. And I can't give this fucker a good life because I'm going to resent him and I'm going to treat him like shit. Honestly, part of the reason why he won't become an entrepreneur is because I'm going to tell him that he won't make it.
So what if you change? What if it's you? What if you change your attitude? What if right now you were like, you know what? No, this is, he's going to make it big. He's going to have an incredible life and I'll support him in whatever he does.
Well, I can't force him to do what I want him to do.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You can't know.
I don't want to force the kid to do what I want him to do. I just want him to naturally do what I want him to do and I don't even have to help.
You shouldn't be a father.
What are you talking about, dude?
You just want your kid to read your mind and do what you want. Instead of letting him follow his dreams and do what he wants, he can't spend his whole life living up to your expectations.
Have you ever seen Young Frankenstein?
Of course.
It's kind
of
like that. It's like, I need a little fucker who's like my creation, who is going to be funny and good at like acting and entrepreneurial endeavors. Just anything. He needs a creative. If my son's not going to be it. Accepted to Soho House. He's not my son.
Sorry, you know what do you mean? Like acting in an entrepreneurial endeavor.
Like, I don't know, like inventions, rather. But it's acting. Like someone. What?
You said acting. You said if he's not a good actor and acting in an entrepreneurial sense.
Quibi, there's all that kind of thing. And it's like, you know, because you have to create your own content. And that's what I've been telling him. From day one, but it wasn't taken.
You know, some people lean down to their wife's bellies and are saying things like, I love you so much, your mom and I are gonna love you forever. We can't wait to meet you.
Yeah. No, I was leaning down in the middle of the night when my wife was asleep and saying, you have a self-tape due on Thursday.
You were saying, hey, there's a million like you. How are you different? You need to write your own show.
Exactly. I said, you need to figure out how to mix VR into this fucking fold. You know, and then I folded my wife's belt.
You have a self-tape due Thursday and you're not even born.
Right. And so I don't know who's going to read with him because I'm not going to do it. But you know what? I'm missing the point. It's the whole thing is that I just need A, I don't want to raise a kid. B, once I just want him to be fully raised and be a cool guy.
So you want a friend. You want a friend who's a content.
Sure. I mean, that'd be nice. That'd be good. Because then I don't have to, raise a kid and deal with all the poopy diaper pants, like all that shit, the whining, the crying, the whining and dining. I just have someone who I can lean on.
So you just want a best friend who's an actor?
Yes, correct, Amundo. So on that note, do you know anyone who knows Justin Long?
I don't want to raise a kid. I want someone fully raised who I can like lean on. You want a friend or a therapist?
That's so fucking funny. What a weird pull quote.
No, that's out of context. No, it wasn't. That was absolutely in context.
Objection, leading the witness.
Objection, I have our conversation recorded.
Of course. Was that your last review or is that mine?
I have one more. That was your last one. I have another. This is beep, 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 beep. Okay. This is for LY Very Lynn Women's Faux Leather Motorcycle Jacket PU Slim Short Biker Coat.
PU?
Yeah. Similarly to going the saying PU makes me feel embarrassed. Oh. Hold on, in the description it says water repellent and windproof. The PU classic stand. Maybe sorry, can you for this voiceover? Production's asking for just like you're looking at a pile of dirty laundry, and I just need you to put PU in the sentence and be like, oh man, that stinks, but I need you to say PU in it. All right, ready?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Oh, better get to this laundry, Dan. PU, that it's, sorry, can we cut?
Yeah.
sorry, I was just like, no. in it.
No, it's okay. I really just like fully commit. Just commit like 100%.
All right. Yeah, I'll try that. Jesus Christ, Dan. This laundry over here. I mean, P.U. it's so dank over here. It's
sorry,
damp.
Sorry, can we try it one more time? Just go straight into it, but don't take a break when you say P.U. Just go straight through it.
I didn't think I did. I'm so sorry. Yeah, let me do it.
It's okay.
It's just jarring. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Dan. This laundry over here. P.U., man. It's wet and...
We got what we need. Thank you so much.
I thought we were doing 5 pages today.
I'm sorry. Like, one more take of this. And can you make the tone, the pitch of PU? Can you really draw it out and make it like PU? Like kind of make one tone up and one.
Sorry, what was that? Like a ski you like getting on a horse? What was that? That was like a country western.
It's like, but it's like I'm not gonna say it for you. I'm not gonna give you a line reading. But it's like hmm. Like so.
What you just did was more insulting than giving me a line.
So can you just do a little bit of that?
Jesus Christ, Dan. P.U. This laundry basket is wet and it stinks.
This laundry basket is wet and it stinks.
Can I just... I'm sorry. I have a question. Because we've been getting updated sides every morning and every day. It feels like this whole movie is taking a different direction. I mean, what is... It started out as an apocalyptic rom-com, and now we're talking about laundry.
Well, I mean, every couple has to deal with laundry.
Sure, but like this is supposed to be an apocalyptic scenario. We shouldn't be worrying about laundry. Like the my moment before is that we just shoved the door on a bunch of zombies,
and then that's right. Actually, the line we have after that is and PU talk about those zombies.
There's two lines back to back that say PU.
Yes,
Dan, look at this laundry. PU, it's wet in the laundry basket, and these zombies. PU.
Sorry, that's could you actually? You know, we can change the lines a little bit since we're just doing kind of voiceover right now. Could you say, and speaking of stinky, talk about these zombies. P.U.
That's the segue you want?
Yeah. Right. I want you to say the word stinky specifically.
All right. The way you said, yeah. All right.
But more energy.
Damn.
Than I did.
Sorry,
more energy than I did. What? More energy than I did.
You did a lot of energy, so this is okay, fine. Christ. Jesus Christ, Dan! This laundry basket is wet! P.U.! And speaking of stinky, get a load of these zombies! P.U.!
That's perfect.
Not good.
Oh, P.U. All right, here we go. Here's the review for the L.Y. Vary Lynn Women's Faux Leather Motorcycle Jacket P.U. Slim Short Biker Coat. 5 stars. Perfect. With 3 exclamation points and like 7 asterisks. February 1st, 2020. This has to be the best jacket ever. Does not look cheap. I am more into rock music and know what a motorcycle jacket should look and feel like. The vegan leather looks like real worn in leather. It feels soft. And the zipper placements and cut of the jacket is so perfect. I wear it with everything. I can't believe the price, too. If you're searching for the perfect moto jacket, stop. Actually, don't buy it. I want to be the only one wearing it. We're both reaching for the last jar in the market.
Oh.
Wow.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. Isn't chicken stock amazing? And we can put it in anything.
Yeah, right? I have a whole, like, thing planned. It's a braise. You can grab the first one, though. I'll grab the next one.
Oh, actually, this is – would you mind not buying it?
What's that?
Would you mind – oh, sir, put the chicken stock back and put your hands where I can see them, you know?
That's funny. No, I am going
to
grab
this. Please actually put it back. I would like to be the only one buying this.
Are you kidding?
I wish I was.
What do you mean you wish you were? You don't have to.
I wish it wasn't so amazing that I would like to be the only one buying
it. It's just chicken stock. What do you mean so amazing? It's literally plain broth. Listen,
I know – a lot about France, so I actually kind of know what stock should taste and smell like.
Yeah, I thought the French use more beef stock, right? Like French onion soup and, you know, basically any kind of, like, they don't use a lot of
chicken. Okay, sure. So, listen, that all being said, I would really appreciate it, sir, if you would just let me have this, okay? I told my kids we'd be having some couscous, and the couscous is going to be part – it's going to be 3 cups chicken stock, 1 cup water.
Look, I don't know what's going on with you, but fine. I won't buy the chicken stock. This is insane.
Listen, I'm going to need you to leave the supermarket.
Are you fucking kidding me? Let me see your grocery list. This is everything I was going to buy. Are you fucking kidding? What an insane coincidence. You had to have known.
This shook me
long. What's been shaking you?
What's been shaking me is that, okay, so Daniel and his apartment, they have a GameCube. And recently I'm like, man, I wish they had Mario Party because I haven't played that in forever. So a couple weeks ago, Daniel and I ordered Mario Party 6 and it came and it is just a treat.
That's awesome.
It is so much fun, but I get very frustrated because I have consistently in the kind of 2 or 3 games we've played, I have always had the most coins and the most stars by the end of it. But we play with bonus stars on. So, which means it's like if you win the most mini games, you get a star. If you use the most orbs, you get a star. It's like all these different things. And so every single time we've played, I've always been set to win. And then Daniel ends up winning bonus stars and beating me every single time. And it's so frustrating.
But honestly, Mario Party is so much fun, but it's also very frustrating.
It's because it's like at the end, it's like everyone, do you remember? It's like all the characters are flying up and then one by one they fall based on the order. I always play as Yoshi and Daniel plays as Toad. And so I'm so used to the image of Toad and Yoshi flying up through the air and then Yoshi falling and Toad winning. And I'm so done.
You have to exact your revenge.
How?
I don't know. Maybe physical retaliation, some kind of like chemical warfare sent through the mail, some stuff like that.
Oh, I could be down for that. I'll send it to my house since we're self-isolating.
So I don't know how the recording quality of this is. Speaking of sending things to your house, I'm not sure how the recording quality is going to be for this. We'll see. We're recording via Zencastr. But I did order us both microphones, so both of ours will arrive on Monday.
I'm very excited.
So that'll be good. That'll be good to have even after Corona is
a
thing, because we'll probably need to record remote at some other point anyways.
Mm-hmm. What's been shaking you?
It's a new Panic at the Disco song back from when they were good. And I'd never heard it before. And it's so fucking good. And I know it's a Halloween song, but it's also just like really fun to listen to. And the lyrics are funny. And so I've just been listening to it a lot and it's fun.
So what are the lyrics again? Could you speak them?
Now I'm carving pumpkins. It's almost Halloween. All my friends are wondering what they're going to be. Something, something, something to do the trick or treat. Everybody scream. It's almost Halloween. Do the trick or treat.
And today is the first day of spring.
Because here's the thing, right? We're self-quarantined. And a lot of places, I mean, you know, there's the 15 days from 2 days ago. So we're 13 days more of the recommended self-quarantine, but also this could go on through like August, like through the July or something. Like the NBA is not coming back till June at the earliest. So for me, I'm trying to brace myself to get for this to go on for at least 8 weeks. And so I'm instead of looking to the near future, which is kind of nothing, I'm looking to the distant future when we probably actually could do stuff and throw parties and, you know, go out or go do something. So Halloween is like the next holiday that we could probably.
That is so bleak.
Yeah. We should also say that we should read our reviews.
Oh, yes. Would you like to go first?
Yes. So every 5-star review that you guys can leave is a huge help with keeping us on the charts. And that will help us introduce our show to people who don't know HeadGum or don't know us or, you know, whatever, just people looking for a comedy show. Rate us 5 stars and leave a funny review in the voice of the show. We will read it. Me, I have a 5-star review from Pat Guff.
Okay.
Title, A Mocktail of a Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a piping warm mocktail consisting of 5 parts grenadine being slid to you by your aunt from down the bar. You'd think, why is my aunt here? Also, how is this a mocktail? Should I just edit undo this evening? Well, maybe so, but you shouldn't edit undo this podcast. This show's got everything. Funny host? Sure. Great model for content? You know it. Wonderful way to start your morning? Exactly ice.
Why is my aunt here?
Also, how is 5 parts grenadine a mocktail? I rewatched the bartender Jeffrey the Dumbass one, and it's actually pretty good.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Cocktail, a mocktail. It doesn't.
I have a 5-star from Lake Ave.
Oh, I knew you were going to choose this one. That's why I didn't choose it.
Wait, how do you know I was going to pick this one?
Because it's like the first good one that's the most recent.
Good, but lost friend. So good. Friend wouldn't pay attention to the podcast when I played it in the car for them, so I ended the friendship. So, they have great taste. Not in friends, clearly. Well, they have good taste enough to end the friendship if they didn't like the show.
Hey, so like I've been meaning to show you this podcast. Do you mind if I throw it on? I think you'd really like it.
Yeah, totally. Go for it.
Listens to 5 minutes of it. So what do you think?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was on Twitter. It sounds like I like it was. The intro was funny. Could you go back a little bit?
No. Get out of the fucking car.
We're on the freeway.
Yeah. Dive.
Oh, my God. Oh,
oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, my
review,
God.
Review, man.
Well, guys, please leave in review. Please keep leaving reviews.
And also submit your either in a 5-star review or in an email to reviewreviewshow@gmail.com. Submit your ideas for episodes. Like, for example, today's episode, it was inspired by Chris Belmont's idea to review shorts. So thanks to Chris Belmont. Don't know if he wanted us to use his first full name, but or his first name for that matter. you know what matter is just short for Mad Hatter?
You think that's true?
Yeah.
You think when people are saying it doesn't matter, they're saying it doesn't Mad Hatter.
Yes, and you know what Mad Hatter is short
for? It's not short for anything. It's Mad Hatter.
Mad at her. So
Alice in Wonderland had tea with the Mad at her.
Correct.
Also, that was me assuming that her name is Allison Wonderland.
It's not a bad name,
actually. I think I have to end this because I have to take the dog out for a walk.
I'm pouring water into an ice tray, freezing it on the day so I can have a cocktail for lunch because I'm always sad. That's right. I don't know my own dad left when I was young. My mom didn't tell me the real reason why until I was 18. And
that's why I drink gin and tonics at 1 because I don't want to wait till 5. I'm making old fashions in the afternoon because it's keeping me alive.
And then I drive to my work and I'm already buzzed. By the time I go home, I shouldn't be behind a car.
So I stay the night at work. That's why I'm sleeping on my desk. And then I wake up at the desk and brush my teeth at the desk. And I'm living in my desk.
No, I didn't misspeak. I sleep in my desk drawers. I don't sleep on or under the desk. I shove myself into a literal file cabinet. And I get good rest because I'm drunk by the end of the workday and I'm never dressed.
That's right, I'm naked in my place of work. I'm nudie tootie. I'm running up and down the halls. I don't want to.
My own boss loves the sight of my winking ass. And she says that I should stay after class. That's right.
I work. That's my teacher. Every new verse is, that's right, it's this.
And then it's something completely different.
So this has been a great first
Corona app. Next week we should drink Corona as well, doing a Corona pod.
Love it. I'm down. Stay safe, everybody.
Stay safe. Stay clean. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. And that second one, I really needed guidance for.
Yep.
It had been the better part of a decade.
And he did say decade, not day. Bye.
That was a HeadGum podcast.